Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A Midnight Hack. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Criminal Division is looking into a weekend incident in which someone suddenly interrupted a home box office movie on cable. It may have been a sophisticated prank. Nobody is laughing.
It's April 27th, 1986, 12:32 a.m. You're watching The Falcon and the Snowman on HBO. And after the movie's opening credits, you see this message on your television screen. Good evening, HBO. From Captain Midnight. $12.95 a month? No way. Showtime/movie channel, beware. This is the story of the Captain Midnight HBO hack.
Love it.
And if you recall, or if anyone recalls, we did an episode in February 2020 called the Max Headroom video hack, which is a way more intense hack, both in content and in hacking. This one's a little more benign, but it precedes that one by a year. So it's on that list of hacks of television stations. And HBO is big. It's not the HBO Max we all know and love now.
What year was this again?
1986.
Okay.
So we were still calling it home box office, I think, back then.
Yeah.
From what I remember.
It was like,
if you had it, you were rich.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. If you had
it, now you're rich. I mean, not any different.
For sure. If you had it up until 5 minutes ago, you were rich. Also, I think at that point, they were really broadcasting like a lot of like fights and sports stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting premium identity that's shifted.
And unlike the Max Headroom hack, which they don't know the identity of to this day, as far as I know or anyone knows, the identity of Captain Midnight, they found pretty quick. John McDougal operated a satellite TV company. When HBO started scrambling its signal and charging what people deemed exorbitant prices, the dish craze was on its way out. So you remember those big dishes?
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, you want to, and I never really understood why they were so great or good or whatever. But at that point, if you wanted cable service, those dishes were kind of becoming on its way to be obsolete.
Totally. But again, if you were a rich family in my neighborhood growing up, you had a home intercom and a satellite, for sure.
So when that fizzled out, that branch of John McDougal's career history, he went to work as an operations engineer for Central Florida Teleport, which connected services to satellites. One Saturday evening, McDougal decided it was go time. Time for Captain Midnight's message to HBO and anyone who was watching.
Oh, yeah. I want to know what that guy's breaking point was.
I think has a little bit of a vendetta against HBO, which I get.
It's network broadcasting where the fuck they want.
And they can charge what they want and do what they want. And there's really no other avenue. And any other avenue, they kind of squelch. They kind of get rid of that. So sometimes the world needs a hero.
That's right.
So he aimed his dish at the satellite Galaxy 1, transponder 23, and applying more power than the 125 watts HBO was using to transmit its signal.
Fuck yeah.
This benign message of protest made national news, and Captain Midnight was in the crosshairs of HBO executives and the FCC. And the FCC comes a-knocking after this break. The FCC finally tracked down the origins of the Captain Midnight broadcast, and then McDougal decided to turn himself in. After his arraignment, McDougal was interviewed by news organizations and was invited to appear on news shows and talk shows, but his lawyer said, wait till, you know, to find out what the end result is before you go on there and start saying stuff that might affect, for whatever reason,
what's happening. Yeah, they're like, wait till the buzz dies down before you try to make more money on this cool thing you did.
But by that time, the publicity was kind of gone.
Exactly.
Which is what HBO and the FCC was hoping would happen, because they don't want to make a martyr out of this person. They want to make an example out of this person.
Absolutely. Do not interrupt Red Shoe Diaries. Was that too late? Too late of a reference?
No, you're right.
Is that Red Shoe?
Right. Red Shoe was like, yeah, like late 80s, yeah.
Okay. Don't interrupt it. Don't try. HBO's a big corporation.
And after a plea bargain, McDougal received a $5,000 fine and 1 year probation. Compared to a possible $100,000 fine and 1 year in prison, that's not too shabby of a plea deal.
No, that's pretty good.
That year, Congress passed the Electronics Communication Privacy Act, which made satellite hijacking a felony. In addition, the jamming incident helped spur the development of the automatic transmitter identification system, which allows satellite operators to identify unauthorized uplink transmissions. Mm. A year later, more or less, the Max Headroom video hack, check out that episode if you want more on that, and that person has never been caught. John McDougal kind of set in motion a thing where they're like, whoa, if this guy can do this, and luckily he was pretty benign and it wasn't a hateful message, you know, it was just, it was like a customer service complaint, but to people watching HBO.
Yeah, to, and I assume still at that point, the viewership was still pretty high.
I think people kind of understanding like what home, what premium television was, what HBO was, and Showtime and Cinemax.
Totally.
You know, there's a little bit of a, Is Cinemax still a thing? No.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, well, it still exists.
Not Skinemax.
Not, well, that also is a thing just on the internet now. Yeah. But I think it too, it feels like something like that is so premium and untouchable and this like privileged experience. But it, God, I wish if I saw that, if I was watching HBO, which I want to do, and someone interrupted it with the most benign message, I'd be like, amazing. Incredible.
And it's also, it's not voice. It's text on a kind of a color bar.
Yes.
So it has like the, you know, looking back on it, a very rudimentary text on it, but it looks like almost like a public service announcement.
I love that shit. I love it. It's like an art experiment. It's like an experiential art piece. I think someone should do it. I encourage you. If you are out there and you have this capability, Sheriff Noon, you can call yourself and just continue the tradition.
In a 2011 interview with networkworld.com, quote, I do not regret trying to get the message out to corporate America about unfair pricing and restrictive trade practices. That was the impetus for doing what I did. That's the reason I jammed HBO. That's the reason I sent them a polite message. What I do regret is that I was young and fairly naive in the ways of the media. I didn't grasp the fact that no one understood my motives and that everyone would make assumptions. Had I known that up front, I would have been much more fervent in explaining my motivations. I had no animus. I had no malice in my heart.
No, it was polite and cordial.
And John McDougal, still rocking and rolling. He's the owner and CEO at McDougal Electronics. Same one. I think it's the same one.
Amazing.
Points to, in Ocala, Florida, in the United States. So, Captain Midnight, we salute you.